You're listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
What is a blueprint? Ano ba ang blueprint? A blueprint is a type of architectural design or engineering design, a paper-based reproduction of the original design. No? In fact, architect Ed Bacani, who was one of our pastors, pinahiram niya po sa akin yung blueprint ng plano ng bahay. Ano? Ito po yung original plan. Ito yung mga magigiting nating Asia, no? Mga lalaki. Alin ang original? Ito po ang original, no? Black and white, no? It is the original plan, design of the house with the different views, front view, top view, ano ba yan? Site, vicinity, lot, no? Alright, and this is the blueprint, no? The exact detailed reproduction or copy of the original plan. And it's same measurement, no? Only in blue. Alright? And usually the architect makes 7 sets of blueprint, no? Pitong kopya, pitong sets ng copy. Why? Because 4 copies, 4 sets goes to the government: plumbing, architectural, electrical. And then the 3 copies, one goes to the owner of the house, one goes to the architect, and one goes to the contractor or builder. Now, over the course of time, the blueprint, ito pong blueprint ay, it fades, no? It lumalabo po to over time. Lumabo na ba? Ayun pa rin. Ayan, but over the course of time, lumalabo po yan. And so, if they want to check something or verify something, compare, baka may nabago sa plano, they will go back, not to the blueprint, but to the original plan, original design. No? And in the same way with God, He is the architect. He is the one who created us. He has the original design. He has the original plan for our lives. Ayan, no? Blueprint. Uy, baka napunta yan dyan? Blueprint. Okay. So, alright. Thank you very much, man. No? And ang bago kong photo sa Facebook, i-upload ko yan mamaya. So why do we need the blueprint? What are the implications of having a blueprint? No, because if you know the blueprint of your life, you will know God's design for you, God's plan and purpose for you. You will not be distracted by the deceitfulness of this world. Di kayo malilin lang, di kayo mahahatak ng iba-ibang barkada, ng mga maling barkada, mga maling filosofiya, maling katuruan. You will not be deceived by the teachings of this world that about evolution, that we evolved from monkeys. Diba? Na tayo raw ay nag-evolve over millions of years from monkeys, from bacteria, from prebiotic soup. But you will have a purposeful, meaningful, and fruitful life. In fact, meron nga isang naguluhan na estudyante. No? Tinanong niya yung nanay niya, naisan po ba galing ang tao? Si Junjun, no? Si pangalan niya Junjun. Naisan po ba tayo galing? No? Kasi mo na tinuro po sa school namin, nag-evolve lang daw tayo. An amoeba swimming in the sea, a monkey swinging through the tree, and now my professor with a PhD. Tapos sabi ni Aling Josie, nanay niya, nanay ni Junjun, no, alam mo anak, hindi tayo nang galing sa unggoy. No? Nung unang panahon, nung in the beginning, ginawa ni ng Diyos si Adan at si Eva. At doon nagmula ang lahat ng sangkatauhan. No? And so after some time, okay po ba? So, thank you, Nay. But after some time, naguluhan ulit si... gustong makasigurado si Junjun, no? So tinanong niya uli yung tatay niya, si Mang Delphine. Daddy, tatay, saan po ba tayo nagmula? Sa buwan nagmula ang tao? No? Sabi ni Mang Delphine, alam mo anak, ang nagmula ng tao, sa unggoy, no? Over the course of time, ay mula ang taanggang na-develop at naging tao na. Pero nanggaling ang tao sa unggoy, sabi niya. Ah, ganun mo ba tayo? Ba't sa... Ba't mo ni nanay sa Diyos na tayo nanggaling? So, binalikan niya yung nanay niya, no? Si Aling Josie. Nay, di ba sabi niyo, nung galing tayo sa Diyos, nilalang tayo ng Diyos ayon sa kanyang imahe at wangis. Pero sabi po ni tatay, nanggaling daw tayo sa unggoy, sa monkey, nag-evolve daw. Ah, sabi ni Aling Josie, alam mo anak, ah, tama yun anak, nanggaling tayo sa... Akala ko kasi tinatanong mo yung angkan namin eh. Ewan ko lang sa angkan ng tatay mo. No? Sabi niya. Sabi niya. Oh. Sorry anak ha. Yung angkan namin sigurado ko ang galing sa Diyos yan. So we believe. We are convinced. Are you convinced that you did not evolve from monkeys? Yeah. Alright. In fact, Isaiah 43 verse 7 sabi dito. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created from my glory, whom I formed and made. Unilikha ka ng Diyos, sinyape ka ng Diyos. God formed you, created you for His glory, to display His wonderful, magnificent glory, His brilliant creation. You are God's prized creation. Kaya sabihin mo sa katabi mo, God's image is in you. Ayan. Sabihin mo sa kanya, God's glory is in you. Ayan. May morning glory pa sa mata. Ano? Ebidensya. So, man, we all have an image of man today. Meron po tayong concept or imahe ng tao. And that image is often based on our values, our environment, what we see on media, diba? Our experiences. What's the popular image of man today? Ba, yung pinoportray ng media. Ano ba nga, tunay na lalaki? Ang tunay na lalaki ba yung hindi umiiyak pag nakakain ng maanghang na pansit kanton? Diba? O ang tunay na lalaki, hindi ng bababae? Ano ba ang tunay na lalaki? Ang sabi po ng advertisement, Marlboro Man. Ayan, no? That the real man is the Marlboro Man. At alam niyo po yan, nalaman ko pala, si Marlboro Man ay namatay ng lung cancer at the age of 51, no? Noong 1992. Oh, kaya hindi po siya totoong, that's not the picture of a real man. The real man is also portrayed with a man with weapons or violent or a hunk image, diba? Yung nag-gym, macho image, or a womanizer, someone who has many chicks, diba? Mga maraming sisiw, diba? Na katabi. Yan ang popular image of man today. But is that the real picture of a man? Diba? What does the Bible say? We have to go back to the original design. Diba? Because our concept, sabi nga, is nadidistort, it's being blurred, nalalabuan po tayo ng pina-flash media. And so today, we will look at the image of God, the original design of God upon man, upon men and women. What does the image of God mean in man? Let me share to you today three concepts, three ideas that define the image of God in man. And these three are resemblance, representative, and relationship. Resemblance, tayo katulad, kamukha ng Diyos, ginawa, fashion after God's image, and we are representative, tayo kinatawan. Ano ba yung representative? Congressman, ayan. Representative, kinatawan, no? God's agent on earth. And relationship, we are created as relational beings to experience relationship between man and woman and between community, a community of people. Alright, so let's first look at resemblance to God. What does it mean to resemble God? Genesis 1:26, then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. You know, the word image in Hebrew is chelem, which means, literally means shadow. Shadow, yung anino mo. Diba? When you walk under the sun, you have a shadow. So we are like a shadow. And then the word likeness means resemblance, model, or shape. We are shaped like, we are created in like manner, like fashion. And so in some ways we are the concrete reflection of God. We are the concrete reflection of God. That's what it means in likeness. The concrete reflection, the resemblance. Yan kamukha. We are similar to God, but we're not God. No? God is infinitely higher than man. He is our creator. And because God is spirit, God is not flesh, God is not a man, God is spirit, he created us to have a soul and a spirit. He breathed his life to us. Genesis 2, verse 7, it says there, the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. We have become a living being because the breath of God, the spirit of God is in us. God made us after his image. And so that's why we possess a spirituality, that so that we can have communion with God. That's why we're able to pray. We are able to praise and worship God. Di ba ba? When you praise and worship, how many of you experience, how many of you feel the presence of God? Di ba? Pag nagpa-praise and worship, parang tumitindig yung balahibo. Diba? We have goosebumps. That's the presence of God. We feel the presence of God. And that's why there's an unbridgeable gap between man and animals, all right? Because we have a soul and spirit. We can worship. We can have connection with God. We have moral, intellectual, and spiritual capabilities. And that's why God, as God created us in his image, we are identical to God, and we represent God's image. We have a longing for purpose, and we have immortality. We will not cease to exist, but we will live forever. Tayo po mabubuhay sa pang walang hanggan, no? Our lives here on earth is just a transitory life. Tayo pantemporary lang, for 70, 80 years, 90 years ka mabubuhay, but our eternal, our lives in eternity will either be spent in heaven or hell. If you know God, if you have a relationship with Jesus, then you will spend your eternity in heaven. If not, if you don't know God, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, if you are an unbeliever, then you will spend your eternity in hell. Only two destinations. And so our praise and worship, no? When we praise and worship God here, it's just like having a practice, no? In heaven, that's what we will do in heaven for eternity. Praising and worshiping God, our Father, the Trinity, for eternity. And that's why we ought to live our lives here, you know, as if in preparation for our lives in eternity beyond the grave. You know, how many of you believe that one day you will be in heaven? Raise your hand. All right. Praise God. Marami. Almost 99.9. And then we'll give you a chance later on at the end of this service. Now, number two is representative of God. We are God's representative. Genesis 1:26. And let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures. Or in other translation, over every creeping thing that creeps on earth. Okay, lahat ng gumagapang, lahat ng mga glide, mga creepers, or the gliders, mga ipis, diba? Mga gagamba, all cockroaches, spiders, frogs, scorpions, all those things. You have the authority and dominion to put them under your feet. Diba? All those rats, all those pests, you have authority over them. All snakes. Sino po sa inyo nakapatay na ng ahas? Yung ahas, yung may utang sa inyo? Ahas tawag dun eh. No? Alright, verse 28, di pa nagbabayad. Magbayad na. Alright, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Alright, so as God's representative, we have dominion over God's creation. Because we have the image of God. God blessed us. He empowered us to have authority, to have dominion, to subdue, to manage, to supervise, to take care be responsible over planet Earth. And so it's God's will for us to take care of this planet. No? And many scholars point out the idea that during the time when Genesis was written, there was a king who was the visible representative of a deity. And therefore, the king ruled in behalf of the God. And therefore, here in verse 26, there's a connection between the creation and the authority over and the blessing. No? God blessed them. God blessed man so that he can have the authority, the dominion, the rulership over all creatures, whether it's in air, land, or sea. All right? So we are God's co-regents, the one who will rule, who will extend the rulership, the government of God on earth. And ang plan po ni Lord is for us to take care of the earth. No? And there's another passage in Psalm chapter 8. Here's a poetic expression of the image of God in man. What is man that you're mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? Verse 5. You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet. Right? God crowned him with glory and honor. God gifted us with intellectual, moral, and creative abilities. Intellectual abilities. And that's why we have the power to create inventions. We have the ability to think, reason, and learn. We can use complex and abstract knowledge. Diba? This creativity manifests in art, in music, in painting, in technology, and science. No? And just recently, you have heard of the passing away, no, of Steve Jobs, diba? The heart and founder of Apple. Diba? He's really a man of creativity, innovation, and he's really a genius. And some people would call him the Leonardo da Vinci of our age because of his inventions of computer and the gadgets. No, and therefore, if you have these gadgets that he created, no, if you buy a MacBook, the iPod, the iPad, the iPhone, what will happen? You'll become I broke. Diba? That's what will happen. Pag nilustay mo, pag binili mo lahat, without budgeting. Diba? Sabi ni Pastor Steve. So, the power to create. Why? Because the image of God, the likeness of God, God's blessing, God's power and wisdom is upon us. You know, meron nga akong, I have a the brother of my mother-in-law just recently celebrated his 100th birthday, no, in Marikina. Centenary na po si Tatang Gaudencio Kabigting. Yung katabi po niya yung mother-in-law ko. Si Mami Dalmasya, Mami Masyang. But just recently si Tatang Gaudencio po nakatira diyan sa Vista Verde. No, 100, and one time bumisita kami sa bahay niya, pinakita niya sa amin yung mga paintings niya. He was a painter, he's a sculptor, a musician, a writer. Nagsulat po siya ng script ng mga sarsuela. Alam niyo ba yung sarsuela? Ang katumbas nun ay parang ano ngayon? Musical play. Comedy noon, ngayon, parang sarsuela noon. Okay. Thank you, Brother Brando. Okay. So, multi-talented artist po si Tatang Gaudencio, no? 100 year. Kaya, nakunan nga siya ng GMA 7 nung birthday celebration niya dyan sa Marikina. Kaya nakita ko may media, kaya GMA 7. Kaya, tumayo ako dun sa gilid, sa harapan, malapit sa cameraman, ano? Baka ma-discover ako, masama ako sa tagahawak ng sibat sa Amaya, no? Anyway, hindi ako na-discover. Okay lang, no? Si Tatang Gaudencio, 100 years na po siya, no? And that's why, because God's image is in us, we have the power of creativity to create inventions. Diba? And we can see the order, the brilliance of God, deposed as a testimony to an intelligent creator. No? And that's why, tayo, no? Binigyan tayo ni Diyos ng knowledge, skills, talents, abilities, no? So that we can advance His kingdom, so that we can be His representative here on earth. Diba? Kaya, malay nyo, pag nag-iisip kayo, diba? Nag-meditate kayo, binigyan kayo ng idea ni Lord. Diba? Kanina ngang umaga, may idea na nag-flash sa isip ko eh. Kasi nakikita ko yung mga buko, mga coconut trees sa park, sa tapat ng bahay namin. No, kaya may ma-invento ako yung push button mechanical ladder. Pag pinindot mo ay yung hagdan ay magpo-protrude haba at aakyat at mararating yung puno ng buko. Di ba? Hindi ka na mag-iirap pagkuha ng buko. Diba? At pindutin mo rin, bababa na yung ladder na gano'n. Diba? Gandang invention yun. Diba? Kung merong makakatulong sa akin, napitan nyo after the service. Ha? Pero pag may nanggaya, alam nyo na kung kanino ang galing. Ha? Sa akin yon. Dapat may royalty ako doon. So, yun. And you know, inventions are born out of a necessity, out of a need. Diba? Kaya, nag-invento ng cup ng Starbucks, di ba? Yung maliit lang yung butas, di ba? Mayaman ang umimbento nun. Yun lang na-invento niya. Kasi ayaw niyang mainitan yung labi niya. Kasi kunti lang ang butas, di ba? Oh, ganun. Mag-isip lang tayo ng kakaiba, di ba? God will bless you. And that's why God's creation, God's plan is that the whole earth will be populated with people who know Him, who will represent Him in righteousness, in truth. And therefore, God created us, no, in His image. Kung kaya, to take care of this planet, to take care of our environment. Why? Pag hindi po natin inalagaan ang ating paligid, ang ating environment, it will come back to us. Kaya po may mga global warming, climate change. Because people are cutting trees in the mountains. Diba? Nagtatapo ng basura. No? Nag-littering. Kaya nakaklag yung mga kanal. And that's why yesterday po, we had another tree planting in Vista Verde. Kainta. In cooperation with the Office of Vice Mayor. In fact, John is here. John Sikat is here. John, raise your hand. Oh, yan. Thank you, John. Alright. No? Yan po yung mga taga-victory. No? In cooperation with other social civic clubs. Yan po, kahit umuulan, rain or shine, we'll plant trees. No? Para po sumipsip ng tubig. No? Para hindi po na magbaha. Ano pa? Sino pa yung nandyan? Ayan. Sino ba yan? Ako ata yan ah. Ayan, nagpapala. Nagukay. No? Alright. So God's representative here on earth. Next year ulit, no? Meron pa tayo iPlant naman. Hindi iPhone, iPlant. Magtanim ng kamote. Alright, number three is relationship. Relationship. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Created him, male and female. He created them. Alright, male and female. There's no third sex. Malinaw po ba dyan? So God created man to be relational beings. To experience, God created us to have relationship, man and woman, in marriage, and also with other fellow men in a community. Kaya nga po dito sa Victory, we're a community where we encourage you to be part of a Victory group, because that will build your Christian faith in a closer community. Iba pa kasi nga dito, in a service, it's impossible for us to interact and talk to one another in 800 people. But in a Victory group, you can, a group of 3 to 12 people, diba? You can share your concerns, your prayer requests, your answered prayer. You can encourage, support one another, learn from one another. That's what will happen in a relationship within a victory group. And that's why here, man, just like God has a relationship within themselves, let us, God is talking among themselves, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are not talking to angels because angels are lower than God. Let us make man in our image. So that relationship is within the context of love and commitment. Now, marriage, that's why there's marriage. No, it's within the bounds of marriage, we experience the blessing of God in relationship. And therefore, we have, as created beings, as with spirit, soul, and body, we can have a relationship with God. We can pray, praise, and worship God, unlike animals. Diba? Hindi po sila nakaka-praise and worship God. Diba? May nakita na ba kayong aso o pusa na nag-praise and worship God? Meow! Wala naman, di ba? Meron bang ganon? Na Christian dog? Meron, Christian lion, di ba? Nagpe-pray muna bago kainin yung kainin niya. So, because we are created in the image of God, we can rule in as representative of God here on earth. No? And that's why humankind, every man and woman is valuable. We are all important to God because God's image is in us. And that's why we should not treat or discriminate one another. No? Regardless of color, skin, race, ang mga probinsya, ang mga accent siya, or huwag po natin pagtawan, huwag nating maliitin. Okay? Because we have all the image of God, and the devil tries to destroy or attack the image of God, no? By inciting, ang devil po, ang enemy po ay nagpa-plant, siya ay nagsisimula ng intriga, mga jealousy, envy sa pamilya, alright? And that's why yung mga gulo, mga maliliit na bagay, pinapalaki ng demonyo. Therefore, and there's also wars. Any crime is an attack in the image of God. And that's why in Genesis 9, verse 6, God said, whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made man. That's in support of death penalty. Diba? Because when you kill someone, you're attacking the image of God in that man. And that's the reason why Red Cross and soldiers pick up wounded soldiers in times of war. Diba? Nililigtas nila. They carry the wounded and bring them to the hospital for treatment. Why? Because kahit na sugatan yan, don't leave that soldier to die. Because in that man is the image of God. But sad to say, because of the fall of man, because of sin, dahil lumabag po sa utos ng Diyos, because Adam and Eve broke the command of God, the image of God in us was distorted. And so that's why we have lots of crimes and sin today, like racism, like abortion. Abortion is a crime against unborn babies. But the image of God is in those babies, even though they are still in their mother's womb. And so because of sin, we're trying to create our own image, no? Because of the image based on what we do and what we have. In Romans 1, it says, therefore, although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Well, idolatry. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised. They worship or idolized creatures or created things. People today idolize people, about celebrities, movie stars. But don't be envious of them. Wag po tayong maingit or don't just wish that you're like them. Sana maging kamukha ko yung artista na to. Don't think like that because you're unique in the eyes of God. God created you to be special in His sight. You're fearfully and wonderfully made in His image. There's no one like you. You have no one else like you here on earth. No, you only may kakaiba ka. You have a unique fingerprints, diba? You have a unique personality, gifting, skills, and talents. That's why we have to praise Him forever. And that's why as we repent of the lying, sin, and idolatry, and give our lives to Christ, Jesus Christ will redeem, the image of God will be recovered and restored progressively in Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus is the exact representation of God. Jesus said, if you see me, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Colossians 1, verse 15 says, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. And that's why at Christ's return, and during the second coming, all of us will be like Him, will be like Him as He is. 1 Corinthians 15:49, it says, And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, Adam, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven, who is Jesus, the heavenly man, the man the image of Christ, the image of God is in us. And that's why God's will, God's plan is for us to be like Jesus. Romans 8, verse 29. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, so that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. That's the will of God for us, that we progressively become more and more like Jesus. That's the process of sanctification. That as you read your Bible, as you pray, as you strengthen your relationship with God, you're becoming more like Jesus in your character, in your lifestyle. And that's why you display the image of God. Why? Because we are the resemblance of God, no? We're created in His image and likeness. We are God's representative here on earth. And that's why we are agents of His righteousness to extend His kingdom on earth. And we are created as relational beings. We are created for fellowship and relationship with God and fellow man. Praise God. Let's pray and thank God for His word. Father in heaven, we thank You that You have created us in after Your image, after Your likeness. And Lord, I pray that You will encourage Your people and build up their self-esteem, their hope and confidence is in You, and because You have given us Your Spirit, Your life, Your gifts, Your the creative abilities have been deposited in us. Lord, we thank You for blessing us, for empowering us to be Your representative managers here on earth. Lord, use us, Lord, to extend Your kingdom in our family, in our school, in office, in our community, so we can display Your glory and power and will in Jesus' name.